unto me in heaven and in earth. Can we verse 19 to 20 together? And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to what? Observe all things I have commanded you. And say what? Lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. So Jesus says, Lo, I am with you. He says, I am with you. And we've answered the question that, where is he with us? If we say he's with us. Obviously, apparently, he is not in our shoes. He's not in the bag, right? He's not even in our Bibles. So where is he with us? He is in us, right? John 14:20. In that day you know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. So Jesus is in me. How many of you believe that actually? Because that's a basic fact of Christianity. That see, the Jesus we serve did not leave us. He is with us forever. And so, he's with us in the indwelling, right? He's in us. And that means the entire Christian journey, the entire Christian journey is a discovery of the indwelling. As we live day to day, day to day, we actually make a discovery of the indwelling. Again, the resurrection of Jesus, men saw it with their physical eyes, right? Right? But what is ascension is what we are learning. His resurrection was seen with the physical eyes. They saw him, he said, flesh and bones. You know, they touched me. Even told them to bring me bread. The spirit going to bread. Hallelujah. But you know, his ascension is what we are now learning. And that's what we call the indwelling of the spirit. When you say Christ ascended, it means Christ is in us. He's not somewhere beyond the sky, sitting on the throne. His throne is in the heart of every man who has now believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are still laying in the church. So he says, I will be with you till the end of the world. If he is with us in the spirit, it would mean that there will be experiences we would have that will be beyond the natural. I'll come again. If Jesus is with us, and his words are true, right? If Jesus is with us, then it means we will have experiences that are beyond the natural. Things that are super, supernatural. Like, who said it? I think John Osteen. Not Joel Osteen, John Osteen. He said, we can have experiences that are super, supernatural. Hallelujah. And so, experiences in and by the Spirit. We can have activities that are by the Spirit of God. You know, I said during the believers' meeting that, you know, anybody can sing any song, right? People say, anybody can sing any song. But when the man of the Spirit now begins to sing in tongues and interpretation, then that's an experience of the supernatural. How do you get what I'm saying? Anybody can rejoice. You get an alert. You say, God win. But when you now rejoice in the spirit, no drums, your beat is faith. You will now say that is a supernatural experience. Hallelujah. Anybody can give a good advice. You say, why don't you do it like this? But the moment we now have a word of knowledge, something nobody ever told you, but you use supernaturally. I remember, just this last week, I gave someone a word of knowledge. I said, you add a fainting spell, a dizzy spell, just the same day. He said, yes. I said, okay. Then, you linked it to so-so-so person. That so-so person had. She said, yes. You know, and she was shocked. She said, how did you know? Now, I didn't know because I was doing medical checkup. I knew by the Spirit because God wanted to heal her. That makes sense. And so, anybody can do medical checkup and tell you the diagnosis. But the moment you now know things by the Spirit, that's an experience by the Spirit of God. Does that make sense? And you know that that's not for pastors. Hallelujah. It's not for pastors alone. It's for every man that is born of the Spirit. Say, I can. Come on. Say, I can. No things by the Spirit. How do you believe that? I want you to say boldly, I can. No things by the Spirit. I can. Do things by the Spirit. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You can. So, we ought to now have experiences by the Spirit. In and by the Spirit. Paul now told the church in Corinth. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. The glory, or the cloud of glory. Hallelujah. The cloud of glory. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Read it together, everybody. One spoke. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I would not have been ignorant. Wow. So, he says, listen, that word spirituals, is that the word, the things of the Spirit, or things pertaining to the Spirit. So Paul says, now concerning things that pertain to the Spirit. You know, there are things that pertain to the flesh. Eh? For example, when you're teaching, let's say marriage, marriage is purely natural. There's nothing called supernatural marriage. Marriage ends in this world. Jesus told the people, he said, don't you know that in the resurrection there is neither male or female? Men are not given to marry, but you'll be like the angels of heaven, right? Right? Ah. You want it to be, you want to be missing something. Hallelujah. Marriage is a natural relationship. He wasn't talking about marriage yet. He's not talking about being your business, your finance, your romance, annoyance, nuisance, and all the sand. He's not talking about Chelsea yet. Hallelujah. Chelsea is natural. Chelsea is of the flesh. Hallelujah. He's talking about spiritual things. He's talking about things that pertain to God. Things that you cannot get except you are born of the Spirit. So he says, now concerning these kind of things, he's going to make mention of them later. He says, I will not have you. Now look at verse 4. Verse 4 now says, there are diversities of gifts, but what? The same Spirit. Put that somewhere. He now mentions those gifts. Look at verse 5 now says, there are diversities, or there are differences, of what? Administration. Administration of what? Of the gifts. That is the way you now administer the gifts. But the same Lord. Verse 6, there are diversities of operation. Operation of what? Operation of the gifts. But what? The same God that works all in all. And so, that means verse 5, the administration, verse 6, the operation, is because of verse 4, the gifts. And so we can't have the operation except you have the gifts. That makes sense? That makes sense? Now look at verse 7. Now look at 7 together. But the manifestation of what? Of the Spirit is given to every man. To what? To profit. The manifestation, phanerosis, the unveiling, the full disclosure. When you say you are unveiling something, so it says the unveiling of the Spirit, the full disclosure of the Spirit is given to every man. Again, every man will not be every man in the world. Right? It will be every man born of the Spirit. Thank you. Man born again. That makes sense to you? So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to thee. The full disclosure of the Spirit is given to you. Is it for the prophets? Then he mentions the gift. Verse 8 now says, for to one is given a word of knowledge. Actually, it's a word of knowledge, not the word. So can we read those gifts together? Once you go. For to one is given, from everybody. Interpretation of tongues. What all of this, divided to every man as he wills. Yeah. You know, you can boldly pick all those gifts one by one and say, I have the word of knowledge. I have the word of wisdom. I have the sign of spirit. I have, you know, because it says there are diversities of gifts. Verse 4. Then what? But what? It says spirit. That means it's not a different spirit that is responsible for prophecy. You know, you hear people often say, I have the gift of prophecy, you have tongues. That's wrong. Because even though the gifts are different, the spirit is the same. And so you can't have prophecy and not have the sending of spirit. You can't have the sending of spirit and you will not have miracles. That makes sense. The moment you can speak in tongues, then you can work miracles. It doesn't take an extra energy to work miracles. I remember in Ibadan some years ago, we just got a brother few. And this brother was not even here speaking in tongues. His first demonstration of the spirit. You just got him, you don't say brother. His first demonstration of the spirit was that he healed a madman. After Susami. You know Susami, right? Yeah. You know. The first demonstration, the first thing he will do was that he actually cured the madman. And you say, is he me? Or is he planning? Did he? I said, don't you know him before? Was he planning all his life so that you can come and do your own drama? Hallelujah. You know, it shows you what a man can do by the Spirit. We ourselves, we had not even cured any matter. We just went on outreach, the way we normally do. And then we got him saved. He said he can be filled. That he has got the 9 gifts. He said, 9 gifts. All these ones. He said, yeah, I can't speak in tongues. He passed me. That's what I can't even remember the phrase he used. But he was saying, it's beyond him. That's why I got that. It's not beyond you. Hallelujah. And so, I said, you can even, I was joking. I know he could, but I was even thinking he was going to charge towards the madman. I said, you see, the same speech you were speaking tongues is the same power that used to cure a madman. And he said, is that true? I don't. He said, yes. Yes, it's true. The baptist went with him. He said, I'm coming. And when the madman lay hands, you know, some people are supernatural, lay hands on the madman. He said, be healed. He said, you can be healed. And he goes well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can have experiences by the Spirit. We can have supernatural experiences. You can know things by the Spirit. You can do things by the Spirit. It is not for exclusive few. It is not for pastors. It is given to every man. Verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man born again. Because you already talked about that in verse 3. That no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. So every man who has said Jesus is Lord, every man who has the Spirit of God can actually wrought miracles. He actually can speak in tongues, discern spirit, have word of knowledge. What is the word of knowledge? The word of knowledge is to know things in the past and in the present. Imagine just calling you and I tell you, in 1994, something happened. You know, that's the word of knowledge. I was not there with you in 1994. That makes sense. Nobody told me, but I knew by the Spirit of God. See, you might have, I heard many things. And these things are now appearing to you as probably made up or fake. You know, until you experience it yourself, you might never know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I had my first word of knowledge, I used to think that probably it's because he's the pastor, but he already knows everybody. So he just calculates and say, this one must have a problem. Until that first day, you know, I remember myself and my friend, they were much younger. We have not even started preaching the gospel. When a pastor comes, this pastor, I've said it before, Evangelist E.O. Faladi. You know, okay, you know him, okay. And when he comes, he just say, you know, and then, he said, There's somebody there at the corner. How do you know? I wondered. How did you know? People were falling under the power. You hear people fall. Why are they falling? I forgot.
dwelling is called power. Hallelujah. And so we can have experiences like that. And it's not to the pastors. I'm saying that again. That means you, me, all of us can today function in those experiences. Again, let's look at those gifts again. Let's look at those things that we can now function in. Verse 8. He says, the word of knowledge. I will tell you them one by one. Word of knowledge is to have what? To know things supernaturally about the past or present. Know things supernaturally about the past or present. Say, I have a word of knowledge. The second one is what? Look at it. Eh? The word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is to know things supernaturally about the future. Things man never told you. God only showed you. You know things supernatural about the future, things to come. You prefer solutions for problems yet to come. You know names yet unmet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give you names. You can check the destinies of men yet unmet. While I'm in the word of wisdom. The third one is what? Come on. Eh? Come on, read this your Bible. After the word of wisdom, what's next? The gift of faith. The gift of faith is a gift of power. It receives miracle on behalf of another. It's a gift where you watch your faith on behalf of another person. Peter said in Acts 3, after he told the man at the beautiful gate, see if I'm good, I have none, but what I have, I give unto you. He says, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter held the man by his hands, lifted him up, and the man started walking. Again, the man necessarily did not have the faith. It was Peter's faith. That's why Peter will now say later that this man, through faith in his name, that makes sense, has been made whole. We have a teaching on that. That's your power, the gift of faith, two tracks, right? So you listen to that. The next one after the gift of faith is what? Healing. Healing. You know what that means? Healing means to supply supernatural energy to restore health. That means it's not by meditation, it's not by paracetamol, it's by the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing is easy and it's free. Healing is easy and it's free. Say healing is free. Say healing is free. You know, this morning if you have any sickness in your body, that will be proven to you that healing is free. And that the power of God is at work in this place. He's so strong in this place. He's so strong in this place. No sickness will survive this service. Hallelujah. If you have someone who is at home, someone who is probably even in another state, even in India abroad, hallelujah, healing is free. It supplies supernatural energy and it restores health. How about the next gift? The working of miracles, it is what it is. It means to work miracles. To alter nature, to suspend nature, to stop nature, to alter the course of nature, to glorify the name of the Lord. The workings of miracles. Next one is what? Prophecy. Prophecy is inspired speaking. You have words inspired by the Lord. Inspired speaking. That means they are not made up words. They are not made up words. They are words that the Holy Ghost put on your lips. Prophecy is Jesus alive in your lips to his church. Hallelujah. And what prophecy will do is that it will bring comfort to those who hear you. Prophecy never brings fear. Hallelujah. Prophecy never brings fear. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 4. Prophecy brings comfort, exhortation, and what? Edification. So we have prophecy this morning. We have prophecy this morning, hallelujah. And so the next one we have is the discerning of spirit. Discerning of spirit means to recognize spiritual events and spiritual personalities. And so if I have a vision, I can say that is a discerning of spirit. That makes sense. That means you see spiritual events, spiritual personalities, angels, demons sometimes, by the Holy Ghost.
and you say that is a discern of spirit. That makes sense? I can discern spirit. I can see. I can recognize spirit. The next gift is diverse kinds of tongues. Actually, the word diverse is in Italy. So, kinds of tongues. That is, heteros, glossa. Different kind of tongues. Another tongue. That's what we speak. Hallelujah. So, I speak in tongues. Then to another, interpretation of tongues. That means, even though we speak in tongues, our tongues can be interpreted. Hallelujah. And we have all of this in the believer. You don't have one and not have the other. You have interpretation of tongues, you have tongues, you have diverse, you have the sign of spirit, you have prophecy, you have the gift of faith, you have the healing, you can work miracles, you have the word of God, you have the word of wisdom. See, I have it. The word of God says so. I believe it, and so I have it. And that's what we came here this morning to demonstrate among ourselves. What is common to us? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, the gift will be in three groups. We have the gift that speak, right? If you observe, those will be prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. They speak. Healing does not speak. Does healing speak? Okay, so tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. We can call them the utterance gifts. Tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy, we can call them the utterance gift. Then we call the signing of spirit, which is to recognize spiritual events, spiritual process. The signing of spirit, word of knowledge, to know things about the past and the present. The word of wisdom, we can call it revelation gift. I'm saying this, I'm going through all this process. So by the time we start manifesting the gift, you don't start looking and say, which one is this? Revelation gift. Then we have the power gift, which is our focus this month. The power gifts are the gifts that do something. Do we see something being done? When someone is healed, do you see a change? Yes. When there's a miracle, do you see a change? Yes. How about when there's a deep of faith in oppression? You see a change. So we have the utterance. We have the revelation, and then we have what? Power. Now let's see verse 11 together. Want to go? Everybody. Verse 11. 12, 11. Want to go? But all those works, that one and the same spirit, distributing to every man severally as it was. What Paul is saying is that it's all this ability. Let me rephrase it. All this ability is at work and available to every man that believes. All this ability is at work and is available to every man that is willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it means we have the nine gifts of the Spirit at our disposal. The nine gifts at our disposal. We can have meetings in the church. Listen very well. We can have meetings in the church of God where there is power. I mean, where raw power, tangible power of the Lord is demonstrated. Praise God. I remember my mom would take me to some places way younger than this. How begin to observe. There's no man like that too. This is really nostalgic. There's no man like that. You just come. He wears a bada. You know, just like Bishop Ben. You know, Bishop Ben, Delsa. You know, Agbada. Yes, Agbada. And then, as you get there, you just pull up this Agbada. And we're doing the praise. Agbada. And then, you just come. There are two people there. And then, you go ahead. The one that really caught my attention was this one who was wielding to the service. You know, the limbs, the two legs were paralyzed. You literally could see it. Very weak, very feeble, very thin. So, in fact, they were using cloths to cover the leg. And the man said, "You, come here." And the person that was going to wheel, wanted to wheel, said, "No, walk here, come." And then Mary said,
she can't.
Who don't say she can't walk here? Hallelujah. I was shocked. You know, everybody was going to say, she can't. Like, you don't say she can't walk here. Everybody here can walk. I said, come. Is it true you can't walk? He said, no, I can walk. I can walk. I can walk. He said, now you walk. You said you can walk. Now you walk. And the man was trying to leave. I didn't teach you a day. Whoop, how old is you? And because of it, I left her. Hallelujah. And that was it. Big steps, small steps, but someone who would not walk for about 12 years is now walking. We have the power of God at our disposal. I remember the story of Smith Wigglesworth. Was in a meeting. It was someone who had cancer. I've said this before. Had cancer, very big lung. So it was so big that they used to hold the person. They used to hold, two people hold. And Wigglesworth said, leave her alone. And they left her, bam, on the floor. You know, imagine falling on the floor with a lung, a cancerous lung. They said, people shopping. What's happening? Now that is in God's generals. Anyway, he said, give her up again. Is it gone? He said, it's not gone. He said, leave her again. They left her. Again on the floor. Some of the members were there. They are calling the police. They called the police. The police arrived. As soon as they were arriving in the church, said, leave her again. He fell and she shouted, Hallelujah! You know, the lung disappeared immediately. It was not reducing. It disappeared immediately. Hallelujah! You know, you have that same power at work in you. You have the same power. It's not enough for us to discuss it. We have to demonstrate God's power. You can't live an entire Christian life and you have never used the seat. What happened? You can't have a headache and start running to chemists. Are you a pharmacist? Come on! Put God's power to work. When do you now want to start seeing it? You know, I've seen much of God's healing and I want to see it again. I've seen the dead raised. I want to see it again. I'm saying me. I've seen it raised. And I want to see it again. I want to see it again. I've seen madmen cure in numbers. I want to see it again. Hallelujah. I've seen fibroid healed, cancer healed, malaria healed. You know, the point is, it does not take a greater power to heal cancer than malaria. It's still the same faith. It's still the same spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to put God's power to work this morning. So we can have tangible demonstrations of the power of God. Say I have, and I experience tangible demonstrations of the power of God. Hallelujah. So we can have meetings where we focus on God's power. You know, in the Old Testament, there were physical demonstrations of the power of God. I mean, physical. Things men saw. And they said, oh, this is the glory of God. Look at Exodus 40, the children of Israel. As they walked in the wilderness. Exodus 40. Verse 33. Verse 3. And they read of the courts around about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the high gate of the court gate. Exodus 40:33. So Moses finished the work. Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tents of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now we verse 35 together. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because what? The cloud abode there, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. That means there was a physical demonstration. There was a glory cloud. Hallelujah. There was a glory cloud. The glory of the Lord filled that thing so much that Moses himself could not enter. Oh, Vascaniado, Vashilimakro, Vas. Physical side. Things seen, things done. Hallelujah. Tangible. Look at verse 36 now says, and when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went on with the journey. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day it was taken up. That means the cloud, the glory cloud now became their revelation. It became direction to them. It shows them when to go and when not to go. So we now have that power towards revelation. That makes sense. Huh? And so, the cloud, the glory cloud, the power of the glory of the Lord, the way they call it, now filled it so much that it now became their direction. This is not the only time. Look at 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings 8. Thank you, Jesus. Physical demonstrations. 1 Kings 8. Verse 10. Please open your Bible. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. Verse 11. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Physical demonstration. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Verse 13 says, and it came to pass, as the trumpet singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in prison and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbal and an instrument of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for his good is mercy and yours forever. And then what? The house was what? Filled with the cloud. Even the house of the Lord, so that what? So that what? The priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Again, Ezekiel chapter 10. So there was a glory cloud, which actually in the Old Testament was a demonstration of the tangible power of God. Ezekiel 10. Verse 4. Verse 3. Let's start on verse 3. Now the cherubims stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Can we verse 4 together, everybody? Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. Hallelujah! And so we see a physical, a tangible demonstration. These guys did not have the Holy Ghost. Right? But then, yes, there has to be a way of a physical, tangible power. They have to see it. They have to know it. They have to experience it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me today? How about in the four Gospels, Mark chapter 5. Mark 5. In the first place, you now not see a cloud, but you still see a tangible power. That makes sense? That makes sense? Mark 5. The woman who was healed of the issue of blood. Verse 27. You know the story, right? When she heard that Jesus came in the press behind. Now listen very well this morning. And touch his garment. For she said, if I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. And straight away, what happened? The fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knew that what? Power had gone out of him. Turned about in the press and said what? Who touched my cloak? Again, this is physical demonstration. Jesus said, as though you took something from my pocket, you took money from my pocket. Right? Say, you know, if it's spiritual, you have said, he just said something near of my spirit. He said, out of my clothes. Hallelujah. That's physical. That's tangible. You touch my clothes. That's where, that's where I put the power. Hallelujah. So, we can have tangible power. Power that can be touched. Power that can be felt. Not power in words this time around. The power that if I touch you, I can feel it. So, the woman touched his clothes, and then a sickness of 12 years. You know, she could have gotten used to it. A sickness of 12 years stopped immediately. So what is that sickness that you are now hiding? You have even turned to you said, damn my asthma. No, it's not your asthma. It's your healing. Hallelujah. 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 No asthma survives this meeting in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even as I teach, you know, you can actually lay hold on the tangible power. Hallelujah. It's so strong in this place. What about the book of Acts? In the book of Acts, look at Acts chapter 2. On that day of Pentecost, Acts 2. Never get used to a sickness. Never get used to depression. Let us get divorced, family cares. No. So some people work on by person are depressed. Where did you get that from? Have suicidal thoughts. Say, let's just end everything. No. This is just the start. It's just the start. You know, the power of God is at work in you right now. Power of God is at work in that your sister. Power of God is at work. There is nothing that cannot happen. Nothing is impossible. I want you to maintain that stance this morning. Nothing is impossible. If I've read about that glory cloud, I want to see it again. If I've seen that power of God at work, Jesus healing men. A man was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. And Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. That's just it. If I've seen that before, then it can happen again. Don't get used to that pain in your tongue. Don't say it just comes and goes. No. It's time for you to go finally. Hallelujah. Don't get used to that headache. The one that affects your eyes, the one that comes and goes. It's time for you to go finally. You know, you are not the sick. You are actually the one who has the Spirit of God, who is going to heal men. Hallelujah. Don't get used to that is it your mother now, or your elder sister? The one who is using high blood pressure drugs. The one using high blood pressure drugs. Don't get used to it. You know, you actually can rot power. You can actually demonstrate the power of God in that body. And so don't get used to sickness. But sickness is not the will of God. This morning we put sickness in this place. It will be what it is, sickness. It won't be the plan of God for us. It will be exactly what it is. It will be called what it is, sickness. We lay hold and take hold of every wrong thought. Every wrong thought pattern. And we throw it away. We lay hold on God's power, and that's what we receive in our hearts. No sickness survives, Rather, what we have here this morning is life. Life, healing. They said there's a tendency of that kidney having issues. He said, "Is it any of that kidney having issues?" No. No, you're not going to have issues. No. God's power is healing you right now. Every organ in that body, from your skin to your liver to your heart to your lungs to your kidney to your intestines, you know, every gland is working perfectly. You don't have pains in the morning. You don't have pains at night. You don't have pains in your knee. You don't have pains in your shoulder. No. God's power is causing that body right now. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus, the woman touched Jesus, and she was made whole. Look at Acts 2. Tangible power. Physical demonstrations. Acts 2. Thank you, Jesus. Power does something. Acts 1 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and we are all with one accord in one place. You know, we ought to be of one accord this morning. One accord means we are thinking alike. Nobody is thinking the impossible. We are all in one accord. Verse 2 says, and suddenly what? There came a sound from heaven, as of a man rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them what? Cloven tongues of fire, and sat upon each of them. And then we saw the effect. They were now all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongues. How do we know? Verse 13 now says, these guys are full of new wine. They are full of new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means, for them to have said they were full of new wine, or rather they were mad, it means that whatever happened on that day, there was a physical demonstration that the unbelieving didn't understand. That means something happened, apart from the fact that they spoke in tongues, that made people look like them as ah. They will not call them mad. Listen, calling them mad means that they did things in an unorthodox fashion. Hallelujah. They did things in an unorthodox fashion. They did things in a way that you have not expected. Ah, why are they acting like this? You know? You know that's what power does to you. Oh, glory to God. Oh. That's what power does to you. And so they did things in a way that you have thought, ah, why are these guys acting like this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 9. Oh no, ask for first. Ask for. Peter and John were threatened. They were threatened not to preach again. And so they returned back to their own people after they were beaten. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 24. And when they heard, they lifted up their voice unto God, which one accord and said, what? Lord, thou art God, thou hast made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that is therein. We by the man of the servant that said, why did Jesus reach? Why did people imagine that the king of the stood up and the rulers of the earth against the Lord and against his Christ? So the truth against the child of Jesus, who now has anointed, both the Lord and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were there together. Verse 29. Can we verse 29 together? And 30. And now, Lord, behold your threatenings. And grant your servant what? That with boldness you may speak your word, by stretching forth thy hand to you, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Verse 31. And when he had prayed, the place was what? The shaking is not a figure of speech. The place was in disarray. That's what it means. It means the place was disorganized. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. Physical demonstration. Whatever we cause that is power. There was a physical only of God's power, and that power is resident in the believer today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts 8, verse 17. In Acts 8, verse 17. As Peter and John laid hands on people in Samaria, know what Simon said? He said, take this money and give to me this power. Hallelujah. He says, give to me this power. Acts 8, 17. He showed that whatever Philip and Peter wrought in Samaria, it was a power. Something was done. Simon saw a tangible power when the Hebrew Spirit was ministered. Something he could lay on and say, give me this power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that means we can lay hands. We can actually impact power. We can impact power by the laying on of hands. You see, there's a ministry of laying of hands. Jesus laid hands. He asked us to lay hands too. Mark 16, 17 says, you lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In Acts chapter 9, look at Acts chapter 9. Physical demonstrations. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 9, verse 1. And so they are beaten out of threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus. Verse 3 says, and as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly what? There shined lights round about him from heaven. And what? He fell to the earth. You know, light of God does shine in power. That's a product of power. And that was the physical appearance of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's what we call in the Old Testament the glory cloud. That shaking in Acts 4 is what you recall in the Old Testament, the cloud of His glory. You know, in this meeting this morning, we all can be enveloped with the cloud of glory. I mean, physically. If you believe, you will receive. If you believe, you will receive. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt what God gives. You must be ready to, you must want what God gives. You must want it. You must want it. As I want healings this morning, I want miracles. Signs, awe, and wonder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we saw Paul falling under the power. Falling under the power. Thank you, Jesus. In John chapter 18, as I close, John 18. John chapter 18, the Gospels according to John. Oh, blood, rasoke, vedios, and babanadis. The Valakan goes to the lucky of a cool shot, you know. John 18. They are going to arrest Jesus. Verse 3. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, he came with lanterns and torches and weapons. Verse 4. Jesus therefore, knowing that all things others had come upon him, went forth and said to them, whom do you seek? He knew everything. Then answered, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then Jesus said to them, what? I am the person. And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood by them. And as soon as they heard what I am, what happened? They went backward and what? They fell to the ground. This is supernatural. Where power is ministered, you will see the law of nature suspended. They were not planning to follow. They were not planning to follow. They went backward and they fell to the ground. These are the people that came to arrest someone. So they were not planning to follow. But in his utterance was the glory cloud. In his utterance was the glory cloud. So he says, I am the person. And he fell to the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a demonstration of God's power. And so we have that same spirit this morning. We have that same spirit. And we can function in that same realm. Remember where I said before, that the Christian ought to have experiences that are beyond the natural. Experiences that are supernatural. We can have those experiences. I mean, an experience that you say, this is supernatural. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. The song that I've learned in these few days of Christianity is not to get used to things that are not appreciated by God. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to that darkness. Don't get used to it. We can have experiences that are beyond the natural because we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's the spirit of power. It's the spirit of power. It's the spirit of power. That power is at work in us today. But you know, you have to keep your consciousness alive. You have to keep yourself alive. Look at Luke chapter 5. Luke 5, 17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. Look at it. He was not praying. He was teaching. So it means you actually can receive power of God right there. Why is it? You don't have to wait for hands to be laid on you. Even though the laying of hands can actually transmit power. But you don't have to wait for hands to be laid on you. While you was teaching. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were command of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And what? The power of the Lord and what? Was present to you then. And so, we can have tangible presence of the power of God. He said as though the power of God too was sitting there. He says the power of God was present. Hallelujah. He says the power of God was present to heal them. The power of God was present to heal them. The power of God was present to heal them. But did they get through the Pharisees? They did. Because of their consciousness. So it's one thing for there to be in the cloud of glory. It's one thing for you to stay under it. Hallelujah. It's another thing entirely. It's another thing entirely for you to stay under the cloud. It's another thing for you to be over the cloud or turn your back on the cloud. It's one thing for the power of God to be present. It's
a total difference in what you receive from it. That day, listen, that the woman touched Jesus' clothes, were there other people that touched Jesus? Yes. Were they all healed? No. It's the consciousness you bring. The power of God is automatic. You must want what God wants to give you. You must want it. And so many people are touching Jesus' clothes. Some will probably be checking the designers. He doesn't have label. He doesn't have label. It's not TM. Not TM. But this woman, she did not come to church to come and see if she will be healed. She came to church to be healed. Now that we got to this morning, we are fully convinced. We are fully convinced of His power, of the cloud of His glory, of His tangible presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, everything we have read now and heard is not good, is not for history. It's not for history. It's for it to happen again and again. It's for it to happen again and again. You know, when I read in the Bible and I see a blind man whose eyes open, I don't see it as history. I see it as what I should do again. When I see a dead man raised, I don't see it as once it's just passing. I see that what should happen again. It's not for history, it's for continuation. Hallelujah. It's for us to do it again and again. Because the truth is, if he did it before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he is the same God. Yes, he is the same God. That means he is going to do it again. Because we are seeking the body. It's not the time to now say, I use this tool in the morning. Use this tool at night. No. That is the reason to the sickness. When the power of the Lord is present in him, don't get used to sicknesses. Don't get used to the headaches. Don't get used to it. You know, the power is present to heal this man. The power of the Lord is present to work miracles. The nature will be suspended all that because the power of God is there. You will see signs. Oh, wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The night gift of the Holy Ghost. We have options towards revelation. Because the options are towards revelation. And we have power. Hallelujah. Tangible power. Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you for your power. 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 Weak bones are strengthened. Weak bones are strengthened. Weak bones are strengthened.